opposed? Okay. So we are now the RDA.
You need to approve the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda.
I would accept that motion by Buzzy to approve the agenda.
Joni, you want that one to second the agenda?
I'll second.
Second by Joni. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Alan, will you give us the background on this?
Yeah, as part of the steps, it's similar to the local billing authority when we go through several steps in setting up these RDAs. This RDA is 4 years in the making. We've met with the school district countless times, the county council countless times, and really they gave us feedback, concerns or questions that they had during those 4 years, and we've gone over that to adjust these the RDA. And just in general, we've gone over this in several meetings, but I don't mean to go into great detail on this. Essentially, what this is tax increment financing. So basically, if you have an area of ag land or something else that's taxed at a very low value, if a business does come in to that area, the change or the increment between the previous value and the new value would be called the tax increment. And that has an agreement as to how that's dispersed and distributed. A lot of that is given up by things or the entities that are in this agreement, Cache County, North Logan City, and the Cache County School District, according to the proportions that are in that agreement. And that comes back, and those funds have to be used in specific ways that are approved each year that go to those businesses to help them. Usually a lot of terms are related to the capital or developmental aspects to help reimburse those costs, to help the businesses start, succeed, and then generate more property taxes, essentially. And so in the long term, usually what you'll see is a minimum of a double the value that what this brings throughout the entire tax increment area, and in some cases 10 times the return on the property taxes. So for each of the entities participating in this, but it is an economic development tool. It's used for that. This is one step. You've already seen this, I think, five times. This is the portion where we look at approving the interlocal agreement as the RDA, the interlocal agreement with North Logan City, Cache County, and the Cache County School District. So that's what this is. Sorry, that's a very broad overview of a very complex item.
It's super complex. I might be the only one here that does not understand.
Can
that.
I take a stab?
It took like 3 years.
Can I take a stab at it? So please. If you have a field that's currently doesn't have anything on it, and like let's just take 25th and Main Street, right? There's a field right there in that corner. Say that. So right now, I don't know what they pay in property taxes to. So property taxes go to the county, the school district, and the city. So they pay a pretty nominal amount. Say it's $1,000 a year. So what this agreement does is it says it gives North Logan the ability to incentivize people to come in and develop that property. Say that they bring in a second Walmart right there. That would mean, we'll just say, $1 million in tax revenue. So what this agreement does is it enables North Logan City to say, look, we'll waive 2 years of taxes on that property. And we're willing to do that. The county's willing to do that. The school district's willing to do that because ultimately they'll bring in a magnitude more in property taxes in the long run. So that's what this does, and it's a pretty delicate negotiation between, you know, those three interested parties. This has been presented to the county council. They approved it at their last meeting. Was that this week?
It was
a week ago. Okay, yeah. So they approved it at that meeting.
What about the district? Where are we at the district?
The district approved it a long time
already
ago.
Already approved it and signed the agreement.
So this is just
The vast majority of the meetings initially were with the district. That's a very good point because, you remember, your property taxes, 69% of those go to the district in one way, shape, or form. So that was a big component of it in working with them. And we really structured it so it would benefit each of the entities based on their concerns. And it's not all, just I don't mean to correct you, Mayor, but it's not.
No,
we don't give up all.
I welcome that.
We take a portion. And so it used to be all. There were methods where, like the one that we have currently in the city, they gave up all of them. The school district laughed at that. They're like, "What? How in the world did you guys get that passed?" And we kind of laugh. We're like, we don't know. That was 30 years ago. But today, they all understand it. They're very aware. We went over it and we said, well, certain industries and what's coming in, so industrial, and we separated out into our four different areas of our economic development master plan as well. They each have different components of return, and it's like 50% in certain areas, 25% down to like 10%. And as durations of time for each of those agreements, it can be 2 years on up to 10 or 15. They wouldn't go more than that because of the duration of the investment. And so it's a complex issue, but the gist of it is exactly how the mayor portrayed it there.
And most of that is mandated by state law, right, on how we can structure those?
They're a state oversight. Yes, they have parameters and extremes. Ours are well within those. Yeah, right. Like I said, the extremes are 100%. We're down to like the 50%, 20% returns.
And I think even just pointing out, I'm just looking at the slideshow that you sent, the impact over 10 years, currently the tax revenue of all of those parcels combined is $1.6 million, and the new CRA contemplates that to jump to $20.3 million. So, so there's that kind of tells you that the impetus behind this is that, you know, there's a lot of increase to be had here. Like, it benefits all three of those entities. So, okay.
We have to go back to council to approve.
No, you, right. In this one, as the RDA, you would approve if you would like a resolution approving the interlocal agreement with each of those entities, including North Logan City, Cache County, and the Cache County School District. And then you'll go out of that to approve the agreement with the RDA. Okay. And you'll act as the city council at that point.
Okay, so nice. I would entertain a motion to adopt a resolution to approve the interlocal agreement creating a new CRA with North Logan City, Cache County, and the Cache County School District.
So moved.
Moved by Buzzy.
Second.
Roll call. But after the
right,
second,
but
right?
Only... Okay.
Here.
So motion by Buzzy, second by Emily, and then I will do a roll call vote for that. Roger?
Here. Yes.
Buzzy?
Yes.
Joni?
Yes.
Emily?
Yes.
All right. That motion passes unanimously.
Okay. I move to adjourn the RDA and to go back to our regularly scheduled meeting.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Emily, second by Buzzy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed?